What makes us healthy? What do our bodies need to ensure we remain healthy? Well, according to Dr. Udo Erasmus, we each come into the world with a program for health built into every cell in our body. But in order for that program to work, there are three things that we're responsible for.
Number one, we should not poison the program with pesticides or plastics or industrial chemicals or pharmaceutical drugs or heavy metals or food molecules that have been damaged by processing, because this genetic program is very sensitive to environmental input, both toxic and useful. So that's number one, don't poison the program or the work that it has to do. Number two, we have to give it the building blocks. And the building blocks for the last 4.5 billion years have always come from food, water, air, and light. And there are 14 building blocks: greens, minerals, vitamins, essential fats, essential amino acids from proteins, antioxidants, phytonutrients, which are herbal medicine, fuel, water, air, light, and then there are three more components of health. And this is the third thing we need to do, is we need to make sure that our digestion is working, because digestion frees these building blocks that I just talked about for absorption. And poor digestion gets us toxicity that is built in our own system. So when you don't poison the program, you bring in the building blocks and you optimize them, and you make sure that digestion is working. That's called primary health care and primary medicine. And of course, the medical profession is not trained in it, but nature has been using that approach to make bodies that work for 4.5 billion years. Maybe we need to get back to that.
How good are we at that at the moment?
Well, what we're doing is we're doing the opposite. Instead of bringing in the building blocks and excluding or avoiding the toxins, what we're doing is we're taking building blocks out of our foods. When we turn wheat into white flour or cane into white sugar or seeds and nuts into oils and margarine, in this processing, we're also creating toxins. So we're removing the building blocks and we're bringing in the toxins, which is exactly the opposite of what we should be doing. And that explains why 70% of the population dies of degenerative diseases that are lifestyle and nutrition related, and that respond to lifestyle and nutrition changes and have not responded to drug approaches.
And what about our digestive systems? How well are they working at the moment then?
Because they're so central to bringing everything in, it's really important that we look after them. Probably 60% of the population, the adult population, has digestion problems. So it's a huge issue. Not very many people talk about it.
And how would you know if you had one?
Well, you'd get maybe gas and bloating and inflammation. You'd get allergies. You might get acid reflux and indigestion. Anything from epilepsy to migraine headaches with light disturbances to growing pains to restless leg syndrome to irritable bowel problems to skin problems like eczema and psoriasis to inflammation in joints, in arthritis, and many other inflammatory problems that are the result of not digesting the foods properly.
Now, if we've not been doing very well, and presumably most of us have not been doing this very well for the whole of our lives, can we correct the problem?
Yeah, it's very easy. There are really three digestive factors that make digestion work. One is when we cook foods, we destroy the enzymes that are naturally present in food and that do 10 to 90% of the digestion of food for us. So we need to bring them back. There's probiotics or friendly bacteria that need to be present that do a lot of good things for us. When we cook foods, we kill those. They need to be replaced. And the third thing is fiber to make things move along. We used to get a lot more fiber, and there's a lot more fiber in whole foods than there is in the white flour and the white sugar and the oils and the fats. So that fiber, because we've taken it out, well, we have to replace it. Fundamentally, we just have to give the digestive system what it needs to work properly, and that will reverse those situations.
And if you were to do that, how soon could we actually see some results?
Depending on what the problem is. Some of them you'll see very quickly, within days, 3 days. Some of them might take a month because there may be healing involved, and that takes some time.
That's Dr. Udo Erasmus from Savant Health.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.